10 on CFRC.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February 11th. Hi, I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your hosts of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where every week we bring you a different genre, we bring you a different theme, depending on the time of year and or maybe sometimes the weather. Or maybe the mood that we're in. And what is this week?
I'm going to be honest. I keep forgetting that this is this week.
I know. I know. What's on Saturday?
Valentine's Day.
Yes, Valentine's Day. So we're doing a Valentine's Day special tonight.
Which is new for us, considering last year we said no Valentine's Day.
No, we did Valentine's. No.
We did anti-Valentine's.
We did Valentine's and we did anti-Valentine's.
Remember? I didn't remember the Valentine's show.
I do. Because you
I remember the anti-Valentine's
playlist. You made the Valentine's playlist and I made the anti-Valentine's playlist.
What did I put on it? Okay, people, in the middle, in the middle, in the music breaks, I'm going back to look at the Sky's the Limit playlist. Yeah. You all can go back and look at whenever you want from season one to find what I put on.
Because I remember I played a few songs. I played I Couldn't Be More in Love by the 1975. And then I was trying to think from my favorite album ever. All right.
That's not helping this me jog my
this
memory.
This is not Valentine's. We're fighting. We can't be fighting on the love songs special. Can't be starting this off with a domestic argument. Okay, listen. I played I Couldn't Be More in Love from my favorite album of Reef Inquiry into Online Relationships by the 1975. Now, I was wanting to play either that or mine on this episode, and I said, let me branch out a little bit. So that's what I've done today.
There we go.
We're bringing you love songs from every genre, every era. Not every era, but you know what I mean. Multi-genre, multi-era.
Every era.
Every era. We're going back to 2 BC. And we're getting a love song from then. I need to start the music. I can't keep talking. This first song comes from an album, and Abby's going to make fun of me, comes from an album that I've been obsessed with.
That Abby told you to listen to.
That Abby told me to listen to, and I didn't. And then I did finally, and I went, wait, this is kind of good. It's a favorite of mine. I think that, I mean, this was rated Pitchfork's top song of last year.
There you go.
It's a fantastic song. And I also, it is my most listened to song of this year so far. It's a fantastic track. We're going to get into it. Off of Cameron Winter's album, Heavy Metal. And it's Nothing Is Playing. And Nothing Is Playing. Off of Cameron Winter's album, Heavy Metal. There she is. Love Takes Miles.
Love will call. Love will make you fit it all in the car. Something will take you by your pants and swing you over its head and kick you back and forth. Watching the bells, watching the lights. What I want is far away.
Running around without moving, I'm not here, watching the moon, running around. there with Archie Marry Me. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're playing some love songs this week for Valentine's Day, our Valentine's Day special. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we went wide with our genre for love songs. I know, like, when a lot of people do Valentine's Day specials, they do, you know, cheesy, I don't know, cheesy love songs. You know,
yeah, like
80s ballads.
Yeah. Let's think of some classic love. Think as in look up some classic love.
Google.
But I'm going to use my brain to type.
Good job. That's what you do best. I mean, our style of love songs that we listen to, though, very genre diverse. And so I wanted to start off this playlist with a little alt rock, because I think there are great love songs in alt rock. Love Takes Miles is, I think, one of the best love songs ever. Love can make you fit it all in the car. That lyric doesn't make me upset whatsoever. What'd you say?
I said that's a good line.
It's a good line.
I'm looking at timeless love songs, and there's some pretty timeless on here, like
Little Cheese Factory,
like Your Song by Elton John, or Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley,
yeah,
or My Girl, Stand By Me, classic.
Classic. And then with the Always song, Archie Marry Me, you get a little shoegaze in there.
Mm-hmm.
Shoegaze lovers can also find love sometimes.
It's not basically what Skylar's saying is that not all alternative music has to be sad.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then next we're going into, what would you call this, pop rock
or like indie pop
maybe? Yeah. Do you have any preface, or should we jump into it?
No, just I guess that you were talking about albums you listen to a lot. This was one that I listened to a lot last year.
This is true. This is Abby's, one of your top albums of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mae Martin here from their album I'm a TV. This is I Love You So Much.
We have been friends for so many years. Said to you, I know it would cause an issue, but if you ever want to throw a bomb into your life, just say the word. Anyway, are you okay? How are you doing these days? Just tell me plainly, there's no reason not to say it. How do you feel before you knock on my door? There is no reason for you not to say it plainly anymore. Anyway, are you okay? How are you doing these days?
as he tried to reassemble it. And my mama swore that she would never let herself forget. And that was the day that I promised I'd never sing of love if it does not exist. But darling, you are the only exception. You are the only exception. You are the only exception. You are the only exception.
Exception. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, playing you some of our favorite love songs this week for Valentine's Day. I said to Abby as soon as that song played, it's just like the first guitar notes. They're so like distinct. And I went, I actually don't like this song. I'm joking. I love you, Hayley Williams. I love you, Paramore. But I don't at the same time, because you make me feel... That song...
That song makes me laugh because the meaning has been reversed, I think, for me. Because I just think... I think it was when actually I first got TikTok, which is a long time ago now.
Yeah.
It was a trend where people would say something... And then use that song as the reverse. So, for example, it would be like, oh, I, you know, I like all of my coworkers, and then the bit, like the chorus would play,
oh,
in the
I see.
But you are the only exception, and they'd be lip syncing with like gritted teeth.
Yeah.
And so it was always like, I don't normally get mad at whatever, but, and then the chorus.
I see.
So now I can only hear that trend.
I wasn't aware of that trend, so that song remains devastating for me. I don't know. That's just me personally, though. And again, I think it's up there as one of the best love songs of all time, maybe. Mm-hmm. And you get, and this is why I like rock love songs, because you don't get the, like, pop, you know, straight up love song. You don't get that. You get the, like
Lover by Taylor Swift.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was literally picturing the album in my mind when I was saying that. But you don't get that. You get the, like, oh, I guess I fell in love with someone and I guess I gotta do this now.
Like just, Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, they're just mad about it all of the time.
Or not so much my favorite, but like The Smiths, I think, would be another example of that. Let's say The Cure. I like The Cure.
Yeah.
Very similar, like, oh, pictures of you.
Well, and I was going to say, Pictures of You almost made it on this playlist, but it's like 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I said,
well, because Robert Smith is going through it in that
song. I know. Anyways, I don't like Paramore. I don't like Hayley Williams. And I don't like that song.
I don't like Love. I don't like Yearning. I think everyone should be emotionless.
I hate Yearning, and I've never done it. And you can quote me on that.
Misinformation lies.
No, you can quote me on that. That's true. Anyways, speaking of Yearning, a great band that I don't think gets their flowers enough for their love songs is Alabama Shakes. And so I wanted to put an Alabama Shakes track on here. And this song is just, I mean, it's gorgeous. Alabama Shakes here, I Found You.
Thank you. Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Smith there, because the night, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Who do you think added the Patti Smith to the love songs playlist? Everyone put in their guess. Abby? Yeah, you're going to be correct.
Skylar talked about Cameron Winter.
Abby's talking about Patti Smith. Well, but that song...
I was going to say, if you've been... a longtime Skylar and Abby listener,
correct,
you may remember the pirate special.
When Abby wasn't my co-host and I just said, do you want a specialty co-host an episode on the radio with me? This was your first time on the radio. Was
no, it wasn't.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Okay. But yeah.
It was the second time.
It was the second time.
Have food.
And it's 6:30.
The first time was when we did a folk show together.
Yes,
like,
correct.
One time, but this was our first one that we really like did together, though.
Yeah, the hit TV show, Sky.
Our flag means death.
Sky's the limit. My brain's broken today. Our hit TV show, Our Flag Means Death. Patti Smith
with a killer soundtrack.
With a killer soundtrack. That song. On the pirate playlist.
Yeah.
So,
which we still listen to and we still add to.
I add to it still a lot. But yeah, so we had to put something in there for Ed and Steed.
Yeah.
Shout out Ed and
Steed. Happy Valentine's Day to Ed and Steed.
No one else. Happy Valentine's Day to the semi real, mostly fictional gay pirates. Ed
Teach, which is
Blackbeard.
Who is Blackbeard.
And Steed Bonnet. Yeah, exactly. This next song comes from an album that I have been literally listening to on repeat.
like, is it giving you deja vu?
It's giving me a little bit of deja vu, the amount of times that I listen to it. And the 50th anniversary version, too. So I'll listen to the album and then all of the demos and then all of the different versions of the songs and then just run it back. And on AirBuds,
I'm nodding like a proud dad.
Yeah,
like,
on AirBuds the other day, I was the top listener of Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Well done. I raised them right.
And I said, well, and it was only deja vu. I think that this song, again, I'm saying it's our favorite love songs this week, but I think this song is one of the best love songs of all time.
I agree.
If I had to, you know, put my top three out there from this playlist, it's going to be The Only Exception by Paramore, Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter, and then this song. And we'll talk a bit more about it later because there's some lore, but I want to talk about it after a certain song later. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young here, Our House.
Flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long. For me, only for me. Come to me now.
Love. forbid your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
The Righteous Brothers there with Unchained Melody. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, playing you some love songs to get you in the mood for Valentine's Day this week. That was an Abby choice on the playlist, and I said, what a fantastic poll.
Thank you. I know that from that. I know that. I know that song from the Elvis version, but,
yes,
which is very popular and also great. But then I heard this one, you know, at some point in my life and thought, wow, this is very good. I do really like the Righteous Brothers version.
Yeah. And you said to me on the break, you were like, if, what did you say about the aliens?
Oh, I said, what did you say about the aliens, Abby? I said, this is one of those songs that I do think is perfect. People talk about perfect songs, perfect books, perfect movies. But this is one that I'm like, if they discovered humanity, like rediscovered humanity, yes, I hope that they find this one.
Yeah.
You know, like people say the things of like, oh, if they were to try to uncover humanity, these are the things I hope that they would find.
Yes.
And like, this is an example of a song that I hope would be found if there was nothing left of humanity.
Yeah. Moving on to our next track, I said I'd talk more about Our House with a later song, and this is the later song that it's paired with. Do you want to give the lore? Our resident expert in this?
Sure. Well, Skylar put on a great cover that Noah Reed did of A Case of You, which is a Joni Mitchell song. Very popular love song, very popular song to be considered one of the best songs ever, which I agree with. But Our House, Graham Nash wrote and like sort of played around with, this guy that was talking about the demos with Joni Mitchell, and
yeah,
it was about the house that they had in Laurel Canyon together, and the story that he tells is actually like what happened on that day. Like, they went to an antique store and Joni Mitchell had found a vase,
yeah,
and that so you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. They had two cats. All those things actually happened. So it's pretty cool that it becomes like a portrait in time of the actual place, but of their relationship.
Yeah.
And then Joni Mitchell, I think, is a great storyteller in terms of A Case of You as well, because she's sort of painting a picture of these relationships. But it's, I say relationships because even in the biographies I've read, it's not entirely certain whether this one's about Graham Nash or
I
Leonard
see.
Cohen.
I see.
It could also be about, a lot of people think it's about Leonard Cohen, but it's a great song. And I another really quick fun story that Joni Mitchell told, I got to see her perform, and it was one of the best moments of my life. But she told a story about this song of Prince. She was very close with Prince, and he was playing this song on the piano one night when they were hanging out late, and she said that he starts playing it, and she goes, "Wow, that's a beautiful song, Prince. Like, what is that?" And he turns around and he goes, "Joni, it's your song. That's your song." Sorry for shouting into the mic, everyone, but he goes, "It's your song." And she goes, "Oh, is it? Well, it's great."
Awesome. Oh, I hope to be Joni one day. And then for my reasoning, I wanted to play A Case of You because I think it's a beautiful love song. But for my reasoning, why I put this Noah Reed cover is because he performed this cover for Catherine O'Hara when she received her Governor General's Medal for her contribution to the Canadian arts. So I wanted to, in memory of Catherine O'Hara, play this version specifically this week.
That's great.
Because that's still a bit fresh with me, and celebrity deaths don't affect me very much, but Catherine O'Hara's did. So Noah Reed here, covering A Case of You by Joni Mitchell.
Love got lost, you said. I am as constant as a northern star, and I sit constantly in the darkness. Only where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster. In the blue of the TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. With your face sketched on it twice. Tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. I'd still be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. A box of paints, and I'm frightened by the devil, and I guess I'm drawn to those that ain't afraid. Yeah. And I remember when you told me that night, you said love is touching the soul, and surely you touched my mind, cause part of you flows out of me in these lines from time to time, and now you're in my blood like holy. Tastes so bitter and so sweet. Now I could drink a case of you. And I would still be on my feet. I'd still be on my own. In my blood, like only wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Now I could drink a case of. I'd still be on my feet, I'd still be on my feet.
Thank you. But it's thoughts like this that catch my trouble head when you're away, when I am missing you to death. When you are out there on the road for several weeks of shows, and when you scan the
Wine there, such great heights, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, playing you some of our favorite love songs tonight in celebration of Valentine's Day on Saturday. I put those two songs together. First one you heard was Noah Reed's cover of Joni Mitchell's song A Case of You, and then the second one is also a cover by Iron and Wine. That's originally a Postal Service song, and the Postal Service version is much different. It's like very upbeat and like slightly electronic-y, but that version, I don't know, I don't want to choose my favorite version between the Postal Service version and the Iron and Wine version, but they have their different uses, listening mm-hmm. moods definitely, and that one sort of winds us down for the night. Yeah. That was it. Thanks for joining us here on Love Songs. The last song was your pick. Do you have a spiel for it?
Well, the last song is a great song, and I don't want to say that it's only because of this, but I will say that this song will forever make me think of season 3 of The Summer I Turned Pretty. Shout out to everyone else who spent their Wednesday nights watching The Summer I Turned Pretty for multiple years, because I did too. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things that when it came out, I went, I'm too cool to watch that. And then I was hooked from season 1 onward. But there's this scene, spoilers, people, come back when the song starts, but where the main character, Skylar, is engaged to the brother of her ex-boyfriend, right? And then the fiancé, so the person she's engaged to, he's busy. So she goes shopping for the wedding with the ex-boyfriend slash brother of her fiance.
Yes.
And you start to be like, oh my gosh, you know, maybe they are the ones that are meant to be together. And there's this scene at the end of the episode where they pull over to get peaches from a fruit stand because she points them out and the sun is setting. And she's eating this peach and this song starts playing and the peach is like dripping on her face. So he wipes it off with his shirt.
Nasty.
And everyone's like screaming because it was like, oh my gosh, because this is the ex-boyfriend and she's engaged to the brother.
I see.
But this song plays. And the thing about the Summer I Turned Pretty is the soundtrack is a bit wild and everyone says that. But in this season, they gave a lot of like pop and like newer songs to the moments that she had with the brother. His name is Jeremiah. But then they gave her the moments of her and Conrad, these crazy songs, and they gave this one to that moment. So.
I see. Well, thanks for the insight about that show.
Hey, well, we talked about Our Flag Means Death, and no, we talked about other things. So I was just saying that this one is that moment in my brain. So.
Yeah. And this is a song that I would not think to put on a Valentine's Day playlist, but it fits so well.
Thank you.
And there's a reason why I put it at the end. It just works perfectly as an ending song. So happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. And if you're not celebrating with anyone, that is also fine. Love yourself. Love yourself, girl. Anyways, the Rolling Stones here to close us out. Wild Horses.
It's easy to do. Things you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am. You know I let you slide through my hands.
Wild horses couldn't grab me away. To show me the same.
you looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queen's Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is always open to new members, and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Don't know where to go for help? We know how that feels, and we found help in Narcotics Anonymous. We have 7 days a week in Kingston. We do recover. You get more information on our website at www.limestonena.com or our Facebook page, Limestone Area of Narcotics.